Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary. Some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for us all to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry. In today's episode, I'm going to be reading a diary entry that I wrote about a physical sensation that goes through my body when I'm around particular people. In fact, when I wrote this entry, I was experiencing this particular feeling in the moment. It wasn't uncontrollable since I was able to type this entry out, but it was enough to make me feel physically uneasy. While typing out my feelings was helpful in this situation, it wasn't quite enough to bring a sense of calm to my body. I ended up going on a long walk after typing the entry so I could have some fresh air and some space to think, to cry, and to help my body get back into more equilibrium. So now that you have that context, let's dive into today's diary entry.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
It's crazy how I still walk on eggshells around you, how I'm afraid to breathe around you. I listen to the tone of your voice or the heaviness of your footsteps down the hall. I listen to how loudly you close the door or how quickly you put away the dishes. What is the look on your face telling me about your present attitude? Are you angry, stressed, upset, annoyed? Will you lash out? Will you criticize or judge the way I do things? Will you threaten me? I feel my heart beating so fast when I'm around you, but not in a good way. Not like the heartbeat you get when you're running on the treadmill or dancing. Not like the heartbeat you get when you're talking to your crush. Not even the heartbeat you get when you're about to perform in front of a crowd. No, this is the heartbeat of an animal in the wild, an animal who is scared for their life, an animal of prey in fear of a predator. They use their senses as they search, searching for the scary beast who may very well take their life. The senses heighten, the body becomes stiff. A sense of impending doom rushes over. The heart begins to beat faster and faster. This is the way my heart beats when I'm around you. Always on edge, not able to be at peace, never feeling reassured. I live in survival mode, not knowing when you're going to attack, not knowing how I will respond. Will I fight? Will I cower down in silence? Will I go instantly numb? Will I walk away? Will I go down on my knees and beg you for your mercy? I wish you knew what this felt like. I wonder, has your heart ever beat this way before? I also wonder, will this ever stop? Will my heart ever beat normally when I'm around you? Or will I always feel like prey? Living on edge, living in fear of you. Thank you for listening to Diary Detours. I'm curious to know if you've ever felt like this before. I recognize that I am a hypervigilant person. So what is a hypervigilant person if you've never heard about that? A hypervigilant person is someone who's always on high alert. They're constantly scanning their surroundings for danger, even when there's no real threat. This can happen if, as a child, they grew up in a home where they didn't feel safe or their parents were emotionally unpredictable. Their brain learned to stay on guard in order to protect them from potential harm. This is basically what happened to me as a kid. I was walking on eggshells back then, and I find myself walking on eggshells as an adult. The little girl in me is still there. She's always paying such close attention to the actions of others, thinking that it will help her stay safe or be in control. The problem here is that by being so hypervigilant, I end up causing myself undue stress and anxiety. It's definitely something that I'm trying to work on. Anyways, I really hope this episode inspires you to journal what you're going through, your thoughts, and how you're feeling. For guidance and journaling tools, visit the link in the description. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.